So recently, Chris Scott wrote an analytics report for a top UK university. And in this report, he presented his findings from thoroughly analysing the data on user behaviour. And what Chris can extract from Google Analytics is truly remarkable, and it's a privilege to work with him. But one section in this report particularly caught my eye. This section was about news stories found on the university homepage. Chris wrote, "Less than 1% of visitors view a new news release. We can see by looking at landing pages for visits that include news releases that when a visitor lands on a news release page, it is typically a dead end with most visitors leaving the site from that page." Now, this caught my eye because it validates a suspicion that has been growing in my mind for a really long time. This is the belief that in most cases, heavily featuring news stories on a website homepage is largely pointless. Take a moment to think about it from the user's perspective. The majority of users come to your site to complete a task. If your website promotes a service or a product, the likelihood of that task being to read news is extremely low. Instead, they come to your site in an attempt to decide whether to make a purchase or to get support for a purchase that they've already made. News doesn't factor into either of these scenarios. You may argue that news does help the user making a purchasing decision because news stories typically trumpet the quality of the product or service. And although I can understand this position and accept that in some situations this is correct, I believe there are three reasons why that is rarely so. First of all, users come to your site with a set of criteria to judge the appropriateness of your product or service. A good website should address these criteria directly, which is not something that news does. News may address people's buying criteria indirectly, such as emphasizing the quality of your offering, but that requires users to make a cognitive leap. It'd be much easier just to address the criteria directly. Second, although news stories have the potential to provide useful supporting information, they rarely live up to their potential. Instead, the news section of most websites seems to be where press releases go to die. Content is typically dry, unengaging, and focused on how great the organisation is rather than the needs of the user. It's not enough to, for example, to write a press release saying how great your organisation is and that it's won an award. Instead, you need to clearly explain to the user why they should care. What benefit does it provide them? Finally, because news stories are often so useless, I have a suspicion, although admittedly I can't prove it, that users are becoming blind to news stories in much the same way as they are to banners. I'm beginning to believe that users simply ignore news stories as an irrelevance without even reading them. Please don't misunderstand me. I'm not suggesting that news should be entirely removed from the majority of websites. I'm just saying that you need to think about how it's currently being used and ask whether it deserves the prominence and homepage real estate that it often receives. Instead, I believe most organizations need to simply rethink how they're approaching news by making it more focused on user questions. See, given a choice, in most situations, I would opt for a blog over a traditional news section. That blog could be aimed at existing customers and have a focus on providing excellent customer support while building a sense of customer loyalty. Still not convinced? Then go and have a look at your own analytics and see how much traffic, or how little, your news stories are receiving. I suspect that despite having a prominent homepage position, very few users actually click through and read your carefully crafted stories.